The chairperson of the Electoral Commission, Mrs. Charlotte Osei, says the EC will implement some recommendations by political parties and stakeholders as part of the process to ensure free, fair and transparent election. She said the EC will not be complacent, although it has conducted 6 successful elections. The EC chairperson was speaking at the launch of the Ghana Independent Broadcasters Association GIBA Code of Conduct in Accra. She described the code as very critical in a politically charged environment. Here is a report by Nathaniel Nathi.
The 18-article Code of Conduct focuses on the promotion of the responsible use of the media by members of GIBA. The association has provided free airtime worth 100,000 CDs to the EC to enable it to use the platform to educate the public on the need to patronize the ongoing exhibition of the voters' register. Mrs. Osei spoke on some reforms to be implemented by the EC for the general election.
We have accepted from the political parties and other stakeholders, and we are implementing about 8 internal reforms and 27 electoral reforms aimed at making this year's elections our best ever. Key among the reforms is a more transparent and inclusive results transmission and collation process from polling stations to the constituency and from the constituency collation centres to the more open and transparent National Results Collation Centre, which will replace the previous strong group concept. Also, for the first time in our electoral history, we intend to allow television cameras into the National Results Collation Center to enable journalists to report accurately and fairly on every aspect of the results collation process. We believe this will engender even higher levels of public confidence in our electoral process.
She highlighted some salient areas of the Code of Conduct.
It is my understanding that the Code defines exactly what constitutes objectionable journalism material, as well as corruption and professionalism in the media. We at the Electoral Commission are also very pleased that the Code of Conduct prohibits hate, incitement, and insulting speech. The code enjoins members to cross-check allegations, and it provides very specific guidelines for political and election reportage.
The chairman of the National Media Commission, Kwesi Jana-Painting, described this year's election as a social media election. He said any attempt to ban social media on election day will be an infringement on the freedom of the media.
Social media is a useful communication tool, and it has come to stay. It is conversation writ large, and any attempt to ban it will constitute a severe infringement of the freedom of expression of Ghanaians. Having said that, we must exercise the most serious discretion in our use of social media, especially for political purposes.
The GJA president, Afelmoni, compared the GJA Code of Ethics to the GIBA Code of Conduct and said they complement each other.
We don't see the Code of Ethics for GIBA members as a duplication of ours. If anything, it complements what we have, because we believe that the laborers are few, but the harvest plentiful. And contextually, there's a need for us to synergize our efforts. There's a need for us to mobilize our people to confront the work on hand.
The president of GIBA, Akwesi Ajimang, bemoaned the negative perception of the media. There were solidarity messages from UNESCO as well as other stakeholders.